We are on Daf. Today's Daf is what? Yud Ches. We got to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Three lines up, the Gemara says, Amar Mar, Mitamna Bey Ad Sof Moada, Yisosav Chaga Dishwasa, Delol Mispeid. So the Gemara told us yesterday that from the 8th day of Nisan up until Pesach, it was made a Yom Tif because they had a debate with the Tzedukim about when a Shavuos, when Shavuos would fall out, based on the discussions of Machas HaShabbos, when you start Sfiras Omer. So therefore, that debate took place those few days. They made a takana not to eulogize on those days again, from the 8th day of Nisan into Pesach. So Gemara says, Lamali ad sof moed. Why does the Gemara say that, Megillas Tanya say, ad sof moed, until the end of Pesach? Lema ad hamoed, say until Pesach, and then we know Pesach itself, the 7 days of Pesach, are going to be aser because moed gufa yom tifu. And it's, of course, aser to eulogize on Pesach. So why not just say until Pesach? Why sof, and why say through Pesach? So Gemara answers, Amar Papa Kidama Rav, just like Rav said, though Nitzcha Ella, this only comes to teach us Ella to the top of Yud Ches now, Ella Le'eser Yom Shelfanav. So he said in earlier, by the other context of the first 7 days of Nisan, we said, why do you have to say Aser Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh already is Aser. So he said, since that day, Rosh Chodesh is also now one of the Yom Tovim listed in Megillas Tanis, so now even Erev Rosh Chodesh would be Aser as well. So Gemara says, Hachanami, here too, in our case, Lo Nitzcha Ella Le'eser Yom Shelachrav, to Aser the day after, Pesach is all over. Had it been regular Pesach without these Yom Tovim, so then after the day of Pesach, Isuchag, it seems from here that there would not be a problem of eulogizing. But since in addition to it being Pesach, it's also the Yom Tovim listed in Megillas Tainis because of this debate that they won, so even the day afterwards, even Isuchag would be usher to eulogize. So Gemara says, Kiman, who is the author of this brayse? It must be Rebbe Yossi, Damar Bein Lefanav Bein Lachrav Aser, that he holds all these Yom Tovim listed in Megillas Tainis, whether Erev or the day afterwards, both of them are going to be Aser to eulogize. So Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if we're holding like Rebbe Yossi, so yesterday's discussion, we said, Be'esim V'tishanami, the 29th of Adar is Aser. So it's Aser, Ma'ir Yudhavi Yoma Demekame Yoma Demesokim Timida. So we said yesterday, the 29th of Adar, the last day of Adar, is usher to eulogize because it's Erev of the 7 day Yantiv they made because of debating over the Tumid. So the Gemara says, why are you saying because it's Erev of that debate? Maybe you should say the Hava typically, we should have also said the Hava Le Yoma de Basar Esim Vitamna Bay. It's the day after the 28th of Adar, and that's also Yantiv. Why is the 28th of Adar a Yantiv? The son, the Braisa tells us that Be'esim V'tamnei Bey, the 28th of Adar, Asas Besurta Tavasa, a Besurta Tova, a nice announcement, nice piece of news came, Lihuda to the Jews, Dilo Yaudin Min Araisa, they no longer had to be Batil from Torah, because Shepam Achas, one time, Nigzer Gzeir Al Yisrael, there was a decree that went out on all of Klai, so, Shelo Yaskub Torah, they couldn't learn, Shelo Yemulas B'neham, they can't give Brismilas, V'sheichalu Shebasos, and they can't keep Shabbos, they have to be Mechal Shabbos. So Ma'asi Yehuda ben Shemua v'chaver, what did this individual Yehuda do, and all his chevra? Halchu v'nalu eitzah mimachunisa acha shekol g'dolei romei mitzui netzla. They went to a certain wise woman who all the high officers of Rome would go seek advice from. And Amr Lahem, so she advised them as follows, Amdu v'hifkinu v'layla, go out in the middle of the night, halchu v'hifkinu v'layla, and go out and scream. Hifkinu, Rashi says, to tzaka, scream out, call out to Hashem in the middle of the night. And Amru, they said as follows, they said, Ishamayim, lo achim anachnu, are we not brothers, us and the Romans? Lo b'nei av echad anachnu, lo b'nei aim achas anachnu, we share father, we share mother. Man nishanenu mikol umma v'lashon, shatem gozun aleinu gzeros, ros. So why? What's different about us, our nation, our language, that you're choosing to decree all these gzeros upon us and nobody else? And in light of this, Balaam, the Romans went ahead and they canceled, they nullified all these gzeros. V'osa yom, that very day, asa yomtif, they made a yomtif, and that day happened to be the 28th of Adar. So now what the Gemara says is, so the 29th of Adar, isn't only Aser because it's Erev of Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which continues to be the 7 day debate of the Talmud, it also is the day after 28th of Adar, which is the Yantif, like we just saw. So the Gemara says, Amar Abai, Lo Nitzcha Ela L'Chodesh Me'ubar. The reason why you have to say it's Aser on both ends, because let's say it's a Chodesh Mu'ubar, which is a 30-day month. We know in the Jewish calendar, some months are 29, sometimes it's 30-day months. So if it were to be a 30-day month, so then the 29th of Adar would be Aser because it's the day after the 28th, but day 30 would only be Aser because it's the day before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that's why it was needed to say both those dates. That's also the day after the 28th, and it's also the Erev Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then Rav Ashi Amar Afilu Teima L'Chodesh Chaser. Even if it's talking about a 29th day month, it's missing, it's only a 29-day month, it's still, we would have said this, because Kol Shel'achar V'Tainis Aser Behesped Mutter. The klal is actually, anything where the day afterwards is Aser B'Tainis, it's actually Mutter Behesped. V'zeho motel b'ein shnei yamim tovim aso k'yom tiv atmo v'afil behesped nami aser. So the klal is, when we said aser before and aser afterwards, that was only with respect to an iser tainus, but it wasn't an iser in hesped. You actually could eulogize on such days. It happens to be, though, the 29th of Adar was unique, since it was sandwiched between two different yamim tovim, the 28th of Adar, the day that they uprooted the gzeira of learning, and the day before the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the winning of the debate about the Talmud. So since it's sandwiched between those two yamim tovim, they say it's aser not only in tainus, but afil behesbi nami aser. Mar now says, Amar Mar, mitamne ba'iv ad sof mo'ada, yisosev chag of the shvua, so the lol mispe. So from the 8th day until the end of Pesach, through the entire Yom Tov of Pesach, it was Aser to eulogize, because that's when they won the debate about when Shavuos will be. So Gemara says, why do they say from the 8th day? Say Lema Mitisha Bey. Say from the 9th of Nisan, Vitamne Gufe Aser. And the 8th day itself would be Aser, Dehavale Yoma Di Sokem Bey Tamida. Because we said yesterday, they were arguing about, the debate was from Rosh Chodesh Nisan until the 8th of Nisan was the debate about the Talmud. So apparently that 8th of Nisan was overlapping from both debates. The debate about the Talmud was, 8th day was the last day of that debate, but it was also the first day of the debate about the day of Shavuos. So don't even mention, just say from the 9th of Nisan would be Aser, because the 8th of Nisan already is Aser because of the Talmud. So Gemara says, came into Ilam Mikle Milsa Ubat Lina, the Shiva Tamna, the Shiva Tamna Gufa Aser. Because let's say something came along and got rid of the first 7 days. The 7 days were no longer considered a yontif. Does Rashi give an example why that might happen? But Rashi explains, if you look at the last few narrow lines of Rashi, he says, "Di ikle milsa." If something were to happen, shim nigzar gzeira v'tuchin lisanos toch elu yamim tovim to tamid. Let's say something bad were to happen during the first 7 days, the first 8 days of Nisan, and you had to create a tainus on one of those days. So once you have to fast on one of those days, that is okay the entire week now. That's a unit. The unit from day one to day eight of that, the debate about the Talmud, if let's say Zion Nisan, they had to have a fast, so that's mevatel that whole unit of 8 days. So once it's out of the picture, so now, still since the second series of Yamim Tovim, from the 8th till the end of Pesach, still is in existence, so that 8th day would still be Aser to fast on because it's part of the second series, even though the first series had been cancelled out. So Gemara explained again, so let's look this one more time inside. Says the Gemara, came into Ilu Mikli Milsa de Batlinu Lishiva. If something came along and were to nullify the first 7 days of Nisan, Tamne Gufa Aser, the 8th day would still remain Aser to fast on to Havale Yom Kama, because it's day one of the Yisose Bechag of the Shua, about the debate of the when Shavuos will fall out, from day 8 until the end of Pesach. So now the Gemara says, Hashe de Aser Lahachi. Now that we've established such a suggestion, we could say, Esim Etisha Nami. The 29th of Adar is also Aser. We had before the question, why do we say the 29th of Adar is Aser because it's Erev Rosh Chodesh? Maybe it should be Aser because it's the day after the 28th. So Gemara, we had a suggestion before, two answers before, but now the Gemara is suggesting a third explanation is, because for as follows, Dikaven de'ilu mikle milso ba'linu lesem v'tamna. Let's say something would happen, which would have to be Gozer Tainus on the 28th of Adar, so now that's no longer considered a Vayantif, Esrin v'tisha gufei, the 29th of Adar itself would be Aser, because the Havla Yoma the Mekame Yoma the Sokim Tamida, because it was a day prior to the Yom Tovim of the debate over the carbon tovim. Okay, the Gemara now says, Itamar Rabbi Chir Bar Asi Amarav Halacha Rabbi Yosi, we paskin like Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi is of the opinion that any day listed in the Megillah's Tainus, any Yom Tov, it's Aser the day before and also the day afterwards. That's Rabbi Yosi's Shita. That's how we paskin according to the first opinion. But Shmuel comes along and says, Amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and he felt that only the day before is aser, but the day afterwards would be mutter. So, umi amar Shmuel halachi, does Shmuel really hold like Rabbi Meir, that the day after is mutter? V'hasanid, the Baraita teaches us, Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel omer, uma tamal omer, behon behon shtei pamim. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says five lines up from the bottom. Ma tamal omer behon behon. The nusach of the Megillas Tainus is as follows, as Rashi says. Delo lisana behon. You shouldn't fast on these days. Umikchason. And some of them, delo li misped behon. You shouldn't eulogize on some of them. So the Kadari Shle, they're darshing the Brisa here, the Megillas Tainus. Kedadaik lekaman behon mashmal miut. Why did they say behon twice? You can't fast on these days. You can't eulogize on these days. So what's the double lashon? So the Gemara explains now, again, Ma Tamalomer, the last narrow line of the Amud, Ma Tamalomer, Behon Behon, Shtei Pabim, why does it say this two times in the Megillas Tainus? So Lomelacha, to teach you, Shehein Asurim Lefneim Ulachrem Mutarim, to teach me that they're only Asur beforehand, but they're Mutar afterwards. Okay, that's the Joshua. I don't know how exactly it works on Joshua's on the Megillas Tainus, but that's the Joshua that they made. And after making such a Joshua, Amar Shmuel Halacha Kerem Shimon Gamliel, they passing like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, that La'achrov is actually mutter. So we just said above, though, that Shmuel holds, well, that would be consistent then. Let's see. Isn't that what Shmuel just said? Let's see. I don't get the question now. But again, Shmuel was one who paskined above that it's like Rabbi Meir. I thought Rabbi Meir said afterwards is mutter.
No, he said it's
yeah?
Rashi says Rabbi Meir is not a season like that. Achav mutter.
Achav is mutter. Oh, okay, I got it. So Shmuel says before it's usher, Rabbi Meir holds before it's usher, Achav is mutter. But this statement here says, so I misread that quote. It should, the drush is as follows. If you take that first wide line down, it says, Shtei pamim, lo melcha shehein asurin, kama, the days themselves are asur, but lefneim ulacharei mutarim, the day prior and the day afterwards are both mutter, and then Shmuel says, halacha kerman shimon gamliel. That's again to Rimeir. Rimeir says, lefneim is asur, but now Shmuel passing into lefneim is actually mutter. So the Gemara explains as follows. Meikara initially savar kevan deleke taina demeiko k'Rabbi Meir. Initially, before he heard of the Rashbag Shita, he only heard of Rabbi Meir. So Shmuel wanted to be the most meiko possible. So Rabbi Meir was the most meiko. He said, lifneim is aser, lachav is mutter. So he said, initially, amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. But kevan deshama l'Rabban Shimon. Then once he heard of Shita's Rabban Shimon, who is meiko even more, demeiko tfei, that's mutter, not only afterwards, but even lifneim is mutter. So then he went, amar halacha k'Rabban Shimon gamliel. Because he wanted to be very meiko, because these halachas are all midrabanan, so he didn't want to be so machmer in people. So he changed his opinion. V'chein Amar Bali. Bali said the same thing. Bali's the name of a chacham, Rashi says. Amar Rabbi Chir Ba'aba, Amar Rabbi Yochan halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. So he holds like Rabbi Yosi. So is that the same thing? Let's see. Gemara says, is that really true? Amar Rabbi Chir Ba'ali, Asfar Lacha, I'll explain to you that ki Amar Rabbi Yochan halacha k'Rabbi Yosi adilo lisana. He explained, we hold like Rabbi Yosi with regards to not fasting. What does that mean? If you look at the last three lines of Rashi, Ki Amar Rabbi Yochan Halacha Adilo Lisana, with regards to not fasting, the Yomim Haksuvim Megillas Tainus, those days listed, Dilo Lisana Lefneim Asurim Lachreim Mutarim, those days where it's Aser before but Mutar afterwards, Rabbi Yosi. Velo Rabbi Meir, the Amar Aflefneim Mutarim, he doesn't hold like Rabbi Meir that even before his Mutar, Aval Adilola Mispah, when it comes to not eulogizing, which is our discussion, Ein Halacha Rabbi Yosi, Damar, Lefan of Lachrav Aser, Ela Rabbi Meir, Damar Lefan of Aser, Lachrav Mutter. So here he's saying, only with regards to fasting we pass like Rabbi Yosi, that the Erev of these Yom Tovim are Aser. But with regards to eulogizing, so then we hold like Rabbi Meir, that only Lefan of is Aser, but Lachrav is Mutter. But then the Gemara challenges, I know it's a little confusing now, very confusing, but the Gemara hasn't finished the point yet. Gemara says, "Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halach." Does Rabbi Yochanan really say this? But Hamar Rabbi Yochanan Halach Stam Mishnah. Doesn't he paskin all over? We always paskin like a Stam Mishnah when there's no author. And the Stam Mishnah tells us, "V'tanan." The Mishnah tells us that appears in Maseches Megillah. Afa Pish Amu Makdimim V'Lamachrin. Even though we said for certain things we make them come earlier, certain Yom Tovim they fall out on Shabbos. The lach is, let's say the Megillah's Tainus, rather Megillah falls out on Shabbos. We say read it earlier and not push off Megillah's Esther. It's mutarim behesped v'tainus. It's mutter still those days are mutter on eulogizing and on fasting. So again, I know we're in the middle of a very complex question, but so the Gemara says, hopefully we're going to bring this around full circle. So the Gemara says, so what does that mean, Amos? When are we talking about here of fasting and eulogizing? So just look at Rashi for a second on the top. Rashi explains, mutar and behesped v'tainus. B'nai tesvav, people who are supposed to read on the 15th of Adar, the Megillah, Kriyas Megillah, the Krachim Kodim Zmana, can the Farish Hasim, that we, the Mishnah in the first Mishnah in Megillah says you can read as early as Yud Aleph, Yud Beit, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav, Shekvar Magdim Liyom HaKnisa, Mutarim Osim Yomim Shekaru Kodim Zmana Behespid of Atinus. So let's say for whatever reason the Kfarim had to read it earlier, right? The Kfarim didn't go off and they didn't have people who were able to read the Megillah in their town, in their village. So they were allowed to go on the Monday or Thursday prior to Purim to hear the reading. So let's say Purim fell out on a Wednesday, which let's say it was the 14th on Wednesday. So they could read already on Monday, which would be the 12th. That's allowed. Now that Monday that they would read the Megillah, it would be mutter to eulogize and to fast because it wasn't really a Yom Tov. So Gemara just wants to clarify now. Ile Amos, what is this talking about? Elam, if we're talking about Bnei Chamesar, Vakakari Lebar Besar, if we're talking about people on the 15th from the walled cities who are reading on the 14th now, Umishari, are they allowed to read? Are the people from the 15th, are they allowed to read on the 14th? Or Rashi says, are they even allowed to eulogize and fast on the 14th? If you live in Yerushalayim and you're reading on the 15th because you're a walled city, so the 14th, there's no Kriyas Megillah, granted. But it's not mutter to eulogize and fast on the 14th. They also have to keep the halachas of the 14th, at least in regards to fasting and hesped, as the Gemara says. That, again, umishari, are the walled cities allowed to fast on the 14th? Vaksiv, b'megillas tainis, it says, yom arba sar bo, v'yom hamisha sar bo, yom e purya inin, the 14th and 15th of Adar, our days of Purim, delolu mispar behon, that you can't eulogize. And everybody agrees, no matter where you live, everybody agrees those 2 days you can't eulogize. Vama Rava, Rava says, lo nitzcha elo lesser es shel zebe zebe es shel zebe zebe. To ask for the 15th people on the 14th and the 14th people on the 15th. So everybody's in agreement that the 14th and 15th of Adar, you cannot fast and you cannot eulogize. So when's the case that you read earlier that you're allowed to eulogize and fast? The Gemara is Ella. It must be a case where Bnei Arbesar, the Kakarle Betleisar. It must be where the people from the 14th, from the non-walled cities, are reading on the 13th, a day earlier. So since they're reading earlier and it's not really Purim, they're allowed to fast and eulogize on the 13th. The Gemara says that can't be true because the 13th is something called Yom Niknorhu. We'll see what that means in a little bit. So Yom Nikter is apparently a Yom Tif. It's Aser you to eulogize and fast on. So it can't be when they're reading early on the 13th. Ella must be where Bnei Arbesar, the people from the 14th, the Kakari Le Betresar, they're reading on the 12th now. So they're reading earlier. The 12th of the Adar is when they're reading the Megillah. And that's when we're saying they're allowed to eulogize and they're allowed to fast. But the Gemara says that too is a Yom Tif called Yom Terainosu, which we'll see what that means as well. So Ella must be finally the Elalab, the Kakarile Bechadesar, they're reading on the 11th. The 11th is the earliest day in Adar that you're allowed to ever read. So Bechadesar, it's really not true. It's actually Yushalmi brought down by the Beis Yosef that you could read as early as Rosh Chodesh Adar. It's not brought down in the Halacha, but in extreme circumstances you could rely on Shehetar of reading as early as Rosh Chodesh Adar. But again, that's the Yushalmi. In the Bavli, the 11th is the earliest you're allowed to read. So, fine. Now the Gemara says, we haven't gone back to full circle yet, but the Gemara says, the katani mutar behesped ubatainis, so they're reading on the 11th, and you're allowed to eulogize and fast on the 11th of Adar. So now what's the whole point here? Let's see. So if you look at Rashi, you see Rashi bechadesar, around halfway down the page. Rashi is Bechadesar Shechal Yos Yud Dalad Be'echad B'Shabbos. So let's say the 14th falls out on a Sunday. So the Kfarim, the villagers, need to read the Megillah. Now they don't come in on Sundays, they come on Thursday. So if you do a little bit of math, it turns out that Thursday is the 11th. So they come in on Thursday the 11th. The Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa Dehavi Yud Aleph, that's the Thursday. What we see from here though, on the 11th, De'af agav shu yom shelefnei tarainos, even though it's the day before this Yom Tov called Yom Tarainos, which was on the 12th, shari behesped uvatainos, that the Erev of such a Yom Tov, you're actually allowed to eulogize and you're allowed to fast. So we see from what's the whole kasha now, Rabbi Yochanan Paskin before, like Rabbi Meir, that the Erev Yom Tov, it's usher to fast. But this is Stam Mishnah, which Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like as well, which says that Erev Yom Tov, it's mutter to fast on. That's the steer within Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, I think that's what we're trying to get at here. Right, yeah, we're good? I think that's the kasha. Okay. So the Gemara says, so let's get to the answer. The Gemara says, no, not true. B'nei arba'asar v'kakarle b'treisar. It's referring to a case where the people from the 14th are reading on the 12th. Ah, but how could they eulogize? But the commerce, didn't we say it's Yom Tirinusu? Yom Tirinus gufe batule batlua. It's already been nullified that day. That day is no longer Yom Tiv, why not? Hov nergu bo Shmai v'achya achiv. Because Shmai and his brother Achya were killed on that day, and they turned that day from a Yom Tiv into a Tinus. So it's no longer a Yom Tiv, that's why they're allowed to eulogize on the 12th. Kihadr of Nachman Gazer Tainis of a Tresar. Rav Nachman had decreed a Tainis on the 12th. So then the Gemara says, Amrile Rabbanam Yom Tirinus. So they said to Rav Nachman, how could you make a Gezer a Tainis on the 12th? It's already a Yom Tov called Yom Tirinus. Amrilehu. So he says, Yom Tirinus, Gufe Betule Balua. That already has been nullified, that no longer exists. Hovin Nergu Boshmai Vachya Achiv. Since these two Gedolim, Rashi defines them as Chasidim Hayu, they are killed on this day, and it no longer is considered Yom Tov. Now that allows people down the line to be Gozer Atainus. So that's the situation where you're allowed to eulogize, but nothing, there's no longer a Raya of an Erev Yom Tov being permitted to fast. Or I says, what do you mean? How could you fast on the 12th? Typically, the Havel Le Yom Shilafnei Niknar. It's the day now prior to the 13th. And we just learned above that the 13th was another Yom Tov called Yom Niknar. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, Hashta, Iu, Gufe, Balua, Pshim Yom Niknar, Nikam V'Negzar. So Rav Ashi explains, now if the day itself, the 12th, was Batel, because these individuals were killed, so because of the Yom Niknar, we're going to go Nikam V'Negzar. So let's look at Rashi. Is there Rashi here? No. So I think the svar is as follows, that once we canceled it out, we're not going to go ahead and continue to keep it as a Yom Tov just because it happens to be the Erev of the Yom Niknar. I think that's the idea here. Right. Okay. Gemara now wants to know, my Niknar, my Tirinus. What exactly are these days that we referred to above? The sign of the Braisa tells us that Niknar was Echad, Miafrache Yevanim Haya. He was one of the Rashi says Dochos. I don't know Dochos. What's the English translation of this?
Governor.
Okay. One of the Greek governors. Ubechol Yom V'Yom Haya Main Nifyada Yehuda V'Yushlaim. Every day he would wave his finger, his hand over Yehuda and Yushlaim V'Amar, and he would say Ein Masai Tipol B'Yadi. When is this nation? When are these cities going to fall into my hands? V'Armasnei, and I could destroy it. Uchshegaver Malchus Beis Chashmonai. The Chashmonaim had defeated him. V'nitzcham, and they won. V'katsu b'honos yalav, they cut off his thumbs, v'raglav, and his big toes. V'talam v'shar Yushalayim, and hang them on the gates of Yushalayim. V'amru, and they said, p'shahaya medaber b'gaiva, such a mouth that spoke with such gaiva, v'yadayim shi manifas ha'Yushalayim, his hands waved over Yushalayim, tasa behem nakama, let's take revenge. So that was the celebration when they defeated this individual called Niknar. That was on the 13th of Adar. My Tirinus, what was the celebration of Yom Tirinus? Amru, they said, Kishabikesh Tirinus Larogis Lulinus, Upapis Achiv, Beludkia, when Tirinus wanted to kill these two individuals, which Rashi says were Tadikim Gemurim, and Ludke is Lud, as we know many places in Shas. Amr Lahem, he said to them, Im Miimo, Meamo Shechanani Mishal Vazar, if you guys, he challenged them, if you guys really are Jewish and came from the same nation as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, as we know that they were saved from the fire, Atem Yavo Elokeichem V'yatzil Tzchem Miyadi. So let your God come and save you from me. Kederach Shitzil Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, just like he changed, just like he saved them. Miyad Nevuchanetzer Amru, Miyad Nevuchanetzer Amru Lo, Miyasa Miyad Nevuchanetzer, just like they were saved from the hands of Nevuchanetzer. So Amru Lo, so they said back, no, it's not a good Kavachomer. Hananim, Mishael, Vazariah, Tzadik, and Gemurim Hayu. They were worthy of such a Beruin Hayu Liyasas Lahem Nes. And Nebuchadnezzar Melech Helgon Haya, he was a proper king. Even though he's a Russia, he's still a proper king. For Rai Lassas Nes Ayado, and he was worthy of having a Nes performed on his behalf, or through him, as an agent. V'olsa Russia Hedyodhu, but you're nothing. Vena Rai Lassas Nes Ayado, you're not worthy of having a Nes performed in your presence. Vanu and us, Neschaibu Kal Yelimakam, we're deserving of death anyways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wants us to be killed, and if you don't kill us, someone else will kill us. He's many bears and lions in this world, and they'll kill us. So do whatever you want. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu shouldn't hand us into your hand. But if it's you that you're taking control, you want to make that decision, so then you're going to be punished down the line. So this was reverse psychology they tried on this Russia. Alpha Pekin, still nonetheless, Hargon and Miyad, he killed him. And Miyad Amru, Lo Zazum Misham Ad Shebo, Tiofli Mirome, Upatzes Mocho Begizrim. Immediately after this event took place, so the Diofli, which Rashi says, a Shnei Sarim, two governors, two ministers came from Rome and had killed him and knocked out his brains with spears of some, bats of some sort. Okay. Last few lines of the parak, Ein gozen tainus al tzibur betchila b'chamisha. You cannot make the initial tainus to be on a Thursday. And then the Mishnah had said, Ein gozen tainus b'rosh chadashim either. Kama havi haschala. What's considered a haschala? So Rashi explains, what's the shaila here? The kama havi haschala, last few narrow lines of the parak here, she'enu mafzik l'achar mikan, that you can't stop. So what's in which case is this referring to? I thought I thought it was like one fast, but that's what Gemara is about to say. Once a person starts to fast, what's considered haschala that we don't stop anymore? And if Rosh Chodesh comes or one of the other Yom Tovim come, we don't stop the fast. So Rav Acha Amar Shalosh, if a person fasts three fasts in a row and then comes along a Rosh Chodesh, or Hanukkah, we let him fast through that. But if less than three fasts have only two fasts they started with, that's not considered haschala, and then they would interrupt. And they would not fast on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah. That's all according to Rav Acha. But Rabbi Yoasi Amar Achas, only one. Once they start with that, that was Pashtus, but that's the way Paskin apparently. If once a person, the Tzibur fasts one time, that's considered Haschala. And if it happens to be one of the fast days falls out on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, they would actually fast on that day. So comes along now Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Zu, Debe Rabbi Meir. This is all only according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Shamar Mishum Rabban Gamliel, he says, Aba Chachamim Omrim, Misano Mashlim, you would fast and you would complete Ar Chashecha. What does that mean? Even if you didn't do Haschala? Let's say. So the idea was, if any of these fast days were to happen, you would begin the fast, but you wouldn't be mashing the fast on the Rosh Chodesh or on the Chanukah. But Chachamim Omrim, that if it does fall out on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah, you would actually fast, and you would complete the fast, Ad Chashecha. And finally, the Gemara concludes, the parak concludes, Darish Mar Zutra, the Mishmei, the Rav Huna, Halacha, Misana, Mashim, we paskin, if it falls out on one of these days, you do fast, and you are mashim until Chashecha. Hajjan Alach, Seder, Tanyos, Ketad. Okay, Shkoyach, everyone. All right, we got just 10 days left. Let's see him. Okay,